This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
American troops cannot and should not be fighting in a war and dying in a war that Afghan forces are not willing to fight for themselves.
President Joe Biden stood by his decision before the American people and the world yesterday. The decision to withdraw, he said, was the right one.
We spent over $1 trillion.
The president spoke from the White House on Monday as to the U.S. obligation of getting more people out of Afghanistan. The Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby just finished up a press conference moments ago. He was asked if, with probably around 100,000 people wishing to leave Afghanistan, how confident was he as to getting them out?
But what we're confident is that we're going to max capacity to the degree that we can. And that at max capacity, as the general said, given what could be more than two dozen sorties per day, you could get to 5,000 to 9,000 people out per day.
A Taliban official has announced a general amnesty for all in Afghanistan and urged women to join its government. A member of the Taliban's Cultural Commission made the comments Tuesday on Afghan state television. Rupert Colville is a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Such promises will need to be honored. And for the time being, again, given the past history, these declarations have been greeted with some skepticism.
Evacuation flights resumed today at Kabul's International Airport after a chaotic day in which thousands of people gathered there as diplomats and civilians tried to leave Afghanistan. This is VOA News. With the U.S. military drawdown in Afghanistan, China says it is ready to move ahead in its relations with the Taliban, but foreign policy experts say Beijing remains apprehensive about what comes next and may not devote a vast security and economic commitment to Afghanistan in the near future. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke yesterday with Chinese State Counselor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi about developments in Afghanistan. State Department said the two discussed the security situation and the two countries' respective efforts to bring their citizens to safety. Meanwhile, a young Chinese woman says she was held for 8 days at a Chinese-run secret detention facility in Dubai, along with at least two Uyghurs in what may be the first evidence that China is operating a so-called black site beyond its borders. The woman, 26-year-old Wu Huan, was on the run to avoid extradition back to China because her fiancé was considered a Chinese dissident. Wu told the Associated Press she was abducted from a hotel in Dubai and detained by Chinese officials at a villa converted into a jail where she saw or heard two other prisoners, both of whom were Uyghurs. She was questioned and threatened in Chinese and forced to sign legal documents incriminating her fiancé for harassing her. She said she was finally released on June 8th and is now seeking asylum in the Netherlands. While black sites are common in China, Wu's account is the only testimony known to experts that Beijing has set one up in another country. Tropical depression Grace has begun drenching Haiti just 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the impoverished Caribbean nation. The storm on Monday added to the misery of the thousands of people who lost loved ones, were injured, or became homeless. Grace has also forced overwhelmed hospitals and rescuers to act quickly. In the meantime, world-class tennis champion Naomi Osaka says if she wins any prize money in the Cincinnati Open, she'll donate it to the Haiti rescue efforts to raise awareness about the country's dire situation. Osaka, who is of Haitian and Japanese descent, made the announcement on Twitter on Sunday. She spoke on ESPN yesterday. The Cincinnati Open has a $255,220 prize. And rescuers recovered more bodies on Monday from the severe flooding that devastated parts of Turkey's Black Sea coast last week, bringing the death toll to at least 77. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.